My name is Nicole Lalonde. I live in Cornwall, Ontario, Canada, and I found your site by chance by typing my MTHFR mutations online and found your site.
And what led you to do the detox? What were your symptoms?
Oh my God, there's so many. I mean, I had on and off muscle pain and weakness. I had burning back and neck pain. It would sometimes come with difficulty to breathe. I would average only 5 to 6 hours of sleep and kept waking up almost every hour. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which I didn't believe at the time. I mean, I couldn't accept that. And I was also taking prescribed muscle relaxants, Advil, Ativan, just to try to ease the pain and be able to get some sleep, you know, so.
Right. Yeah, that's a lot. What was your experience while doing the detox with us?
It was fantastic. I mean, I was even told, I've been seeing a naturopath for many years, and she did help me somewhat because she gave me the CoQ10 and stuff because she was a little bit knowledgeable in MTHFR, but not like you guys, you know? So, but she told me, she says, be careful because a lot of these companies, they'll sell the product and then you're on your own. And so what I found with you guys is you were on top of it. I mean, I was emailing you every day, like weekly phone calls. So that wasn't the case at all. I had like tremendous support.
And I know we already talked, but I'm going to ask you again, would you tell other people to do the detox?
Oh my God. All the time. I'm talking to my sister-in-law now because I just found out my husband was MTHFR with one mutation. And I know that she had hypothyroid. And I said, that is a sign of MTHFR. So I'm telling everybody I can. Every time somebody says I'm sick, I don't know what's the matter with me. Like, I always say, well, hey, check this out and take it from there, you know.
Nicole, was it easy to get the products that you needed?
Yes, it was. It was just one little glitch, but that was nothing with you guys. It was just the post. I guess they sent the package back the first time. But I mean, after that, everything I ordered came right on time. It was great.
And would you do the detox again?
In a flash. I mean, what it did for me was unbelievable. I mean, I'm off. I don't take the muscle relaxants. I haven't taken Advil. I mean, and even if I do get some symptoms, I realize it's sometimes from some of the foods I take in that doesn't agree with me, but the symptoms are so small compared to what they were before that it's just amazing what it did.
And was it easy to find us?
Oh, well, you know what? For 1 year, ever since I got the 23andMe MTHFR results, I looked online. I would type in, find a doctor, find a clinic for MTHFR. And you know, I never found anything. And by chance, I typed MTHFR and I typed the mutation like C677T and the other one, and then you guys popped up. So I figured I should have did it like that from the start, you know?
Okay. And then how are you doing now, you know, post-detox and on the supplements for your genotype? How are you feeling?
Very, very good. One of my main concerns was before detoxing, I couldn't take any of the vitamin C, and a lot of supplements would just bring on such pain, and I didn't know why, because my body needed them, and I was wondering why they would bring on so much pain. And then I talked with Amy, your scientist, and she said it was because I was so toxic that every time I tried to put something in my body, I would get a reaction, and I was a little bit skeptical, you know, because I was afraid to buy the product and then find out that I would take it the first time and then be in pain and then I couldn't do it. But I decided, you know what, I'm going to give it a shot. I had to, you know, I was at that point. And I was so surprised that as soon as I start taking it, I was able to take it, no pain. And I, you know, so it was marvelous, really marvelous.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. So the worst part of the detox, what would you say that was?
Well, you know what? I was expecting a lot worse, but I think it's because I was so used to a tremendous amount of pain. I mean, it was terrible, like the muscle pain. So the first 2 days, my head was, it was very, I had like a lot of pressure in my head and some muscle pain and stuff like that. But I was really happy. I didn't have the breathing problem. But after the first 2 days, they dissipated and they left, and then it was great. It was great.
That's fantastic. And now, how, you know, you're feeling?
I'm feeling great. I mean, I just have to watch what I find my body so sensitive to everything, you know, I think it's because, like Amy explained, I'm having problems with estrogen. And I think they bring on like a lot of symptoms and stuff. And so I can't wait to get the blood tested and find that out. And then Amy said she'd help me to I guess, lower my estrogen or whatever I need to get it done, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fantastic. I can't thank you enough for doing this for us. And I appreciate being a part of your health journey. So,
oh, I'm so grateful. I found like I have a big faith in God, and I truly believe that He led me there to you guys. And I find that I don't mind I've gone through what I've gone through, because now I can help my kids and my grandkids, because both my kids now have been diagnosed with the double C mutation, the two mutations. So I feel that now I'll be able to help them through you guys.
No, definitely. And we would love to help them. That's great.